my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Piss Drunk Fraternity Guy, you got my asshole bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, was so impressed. Lots of chicks in a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, your car!
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, your car!
Read it to the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy's bitch. A nice guy who speaks through his fist. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you're probably kill her before she gets away from you. Screws in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Donuts, I'll pack your bags. Bury you like cats, read it, gag. Oh, I'm a nice guy.
What's up, podcast listeners? This is The Plex. This show is also a live show, Sunday, 7 p.m., twitch.tv/EchoPlexMedia. If you never used Twitch before, it's a great place to land. The Now Space is wonderful. Speaking of the Now Space, we have a wiki now that is at plexwiki.xyz, and you should go check that out. And if you're a regular listener and like to contribute, just make an account and shoot us an email or something. We'll figure it out for you. You can support this project, patreon.com/EchoPlex, or if you're watching on Twitch, bits and subs are always appreciated. I guess that's it. Usually someone else says, Producer Dave, give the people what they want, but whatever. I'm here by myself. Homo Alono.
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Oh, when the raiders come, who will protect the shops? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch. If you don't stop throwing your rocks, snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Thank your local police, cause they don't do nothing wrong. Thank your local police, got rid of the corruption and the racism is gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. 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 Follow the law, don't hate the cops.
To the story list. If you're in the chat, you can hit bang a docket to find all the links we use this week. And they're also posted in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. So you can see the panic attack that is the piece of paper in front of me. Our first story is Jerry Nadler versus Jim Jordan. They're talking about, they're at a hearing. Merrick Garland is testifying on Capitol Hill. And I believe right now they're going to be talking about IRS and tax policy. But it's not really about that. These two people do not like each other, so I'm here for it.
On every single transaction, over $600 for every single American to the IRS. The IRS, that agency with its stellar record of customer service, the IRS, you know, the same IRS that targeted conservatives the last time Joe Biden was in the executive branch.
So that was, that story was a big thing. It was right around 2010, maybe, where a bunch of nonprofit organizations were getting, they weren't even being like audited. They were like sent letters asking for more paperwork, more information about their finances from the IRS, because they're charities. The IRS manages charities to some extent. And, it wasn't just conservative organizations. It was some liberal organizations, even free software and open source software organizations got this letter. So this is just, he's just lying. He's bringing up some old bullshit.
Jefferson said once, tyranny is when the people fear the government. We're there. Sadly, we are there. But I don't think the good people, I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting
started. The great awakening is QAnon stuff.
Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back.
Okay, the Southwest Airlines thing had nothing to do with anything. It was a fucking labor dispute. I don't know what's going on with the Chicago police, but fuck them. And the parents that are going and yelling at the school board meetings, fuck those people too. That's fucking expert analysis. That's why you're here.
Because Americans value freedom. A few weeks ago, Terry McAuliffe said this, I don't think parents should be telling schools what to teach. When yeah. Government tells parents we're smarter than you, Americans aren't going to tolerate it. When the Attorney General of the United States sets up a snitch line on parents, Americans aren't going to tolerate it. I think they're going to stand up to this accelerated march to communism that we now see. America's going to fight the good fight. They're going to finish the course. They're going to keep the faith. Because
is this a question? I thought he's supposed to be asking a question.
Mr. Chairman, we have a video we'd like to play.
Mr. Chairman.
We have a video we'd like to play.
Mr. Chairman.
Dean.
I object.
What purpose does Ms. Dean seek recognition?
I object. I'm reserving my right to object to the video.
Why would
May I inquire as to whether the gentleman has followed the Judiciary Committee's AV protocol by providing 48 hours notice to the committee's clerk that he was going to use a video?
We provided notice. Well, first of all, there's no 48-hour rule. It's not in the committee rules. Second, we did let the committee staff, the majority, know that we had a video,
responding
and we gave the video to him this morning.
Responding to the gentle lady's request, he did not. He did not supply the 48-hour rule. 48 hours notice required by the rule.
Mr. Chairman.
Then I insist on my objection.
Mr.
Having
Chairman.
Failed to follow the bipartisan protocol.
Why are these people so bad at paperwork? Why do they suck so bad at paperwork? Like, from Austin Bennett all the way to Jim Jordan, these people just can't fill out a fucking form to save their lives.
An objection has been heard. The video will not be shown.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
The ruling has been made. There's been an objection.
There's been no ruling that was made. There's been no ruling that's been made. There's been an objection.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak regarding.
No, that's out of order. This is not debatable.
Well, what's out of order is there is no rule that requires a 48-hour notice. That's what's out of order.
There is such a rule.
There is not. Not in our rules.
Mr. Chairman, what are you afraid of?
There is such a rule. You objected last year. You were told there was such a rule.
Mr. Chairman, what are our colleagues on the other side of the aisle afraid of? Are they afraid of videos of parents?
The gentleman
is he's just gonna show videos of parents yelling at the fucking school board meetings? Everybody's already seen that shit. It's all over Twitter. They don't need to fucking enter it into the record. Also, there's a person sitting over here on the left, right? He don't mind though, because this isn't a great place to be sitting. So I don't have much of an opinion on Merrick Garland, right? I don't know that much about him. But I do know that he don't mind this. If he's in there for some kind of reason, if there's like a valid reason that he's there and this isn't just some dog and pony show, then he's glad they're doing this because fucking running out the clock by letting these people fight.
Statement. Is he finished with his opening statement?
I'm not finished with my opening statement.
I seek recognition for a parliamentary inquiry.
Proceed with his opening statement.
It's not a rule. It's what you said. I think the term you use is it's protocol.
The gentlewoman objected.
The conduct of the committee rules do. That's not a rule. We had a video. We understood you had a video.
I seek recognition for a parliamentary inquiry.
Gentlewoman objected because you failed to follow the rule. Her objection is sustained.
Mr. Chairman, I seek.
Does the gentleman have anything else?
I seek. We had a recognition.
As you can tell, this is a hearing where they're going to be asking Merrick Garland over here on the left some questions.
I'll yield back in just a second, and particularly if you're going to recognize
me. Gentleman yields back?
No, I haven't yielded back yet. I said I will in a second. It's a video about parents at school board meetings. Moms and dads speaking at school board meetings.
Yeah, but that's just all over Twitter. That's irrelevant. Everybody's seen that shit.
And you guys aren't going to let us play it?
If he was going to play me commenting on that stuff and they didn't let him play it, I'd be pissed.
It's been heard that you failed to give the 48 hours request required by the rule, and therefore
what rule? Mr. Chairman, what rule?
You have to say
the inquiry. What rule? Please present the rule.
And he's like, I got it, actually.
In the case of audio-visual materials under the leadership of my predecessor, Chairman Goodlatte, a Republican, the committee developed a written protocol for managing the use of audio-visual materials in our hearings.
Written protocol.
This protocol simply requires members to provide 48 hours notice they are going to use audio-visual materials. Until recently, this protocol was not controversial. It was a helpful tool we used to manage hearings and make sure videos played properly. The gentlewoman has objected to the materials because the gentleman did not provide the agreed upon 48 hours notice. Playing audiovisual materials during a committee hearing is the equivalent of introducing printed materials into the hearing record. In the normal course of business, we do not object to each other's requests, but members have the right to object if they so choose, and an objection has been heard.
Mr. Chairman, did we ever vote on that?
The gentleman is
That's a clever written statement, but a protocol is not a rule.
Statement.
Fuck these people.
Mr. Chairman, obviously you're not going to let us play.
I'm just telling you, you know who's coming out looking like roses in this fucking exchange right here is Merrick Garland, because he's just sitting there not saying shit. He's like, oh, I'm going to look all calm and cool and collected as in comparison.
And obviously you're going to censor us, which is sort of the conduct of the left today, it seems.
he's memeing. Today, it seems. He's trying to meme.
The balance of my time.
Gentleman yields back. A point of order. Gentleman was saying his point of order.
The the actual written rule. This is not a rule.
That is not a point of order, as I said before. Playing audiovisual materials during committee is the equivalent of introducing printed materials into the hearing record. In the normal course of business, we do not object to each other's requests, but members have the right to object if they so choose, and an objection has been heard.
Not a rule, sir. I've asked you to rule on my point of order.
The gentleman has not made a valid point of order. The gentleman.
Move the table. Move the table.
There's nothing to appeal. There's been no ruling. There's been no ruling.
There's just been an objection.
There's just been an objection, and the objection has been heard.
So now we'll introduce the Attorney General.
Now, that was fucking.
The American.
That was fucking. That was amazing. I'm glad we watched that. I almost pulled that from the docket because it was a little bit long. But that was amazing. I'm telling you, if you ever get called before Congress for something, what you got to do is figure out which two people are most likely to fight and just say anything you can to make them start fighting, because that means you have to talk less and they're going to talk more. I don't think any of you are going to be called in front of Congress at any time, but just keep in mind that that is in fact a good strategy if you ever are, or if you're ever just being questioned by law enforcement and you think the two cops don't like each other, try to get them to fight. Fuck it. Make other people argue when you're the one on the hot seat. Waste the time. Waste the time. Here's a clip from The Daily Show. That means this podcast doesn't go out as video, but we don't have any problem with audio when we do this stuff. This is Jordan Klepper versus Iowans who think Trump won.
I'm back at my first Trump rally since January 6, 2021, a day no one will ever forget, unless you're a Republican member of Congress.
Yes, Trump is
the China sellout. Jesus Christ.
So I headed to my favorite.
They had to blur out some of the fucking, some of the flags. Did you see that?
Proclaim Trump won and Trump won and Trump won and rides a tank. And even though Trump won, they're hoping he runs again.
Yikes.
Hey, there's a better place to announce the candidacy than here in Hawkeye State.
Are we ready?
I bet he bought that at the event. I bet he's going to wash it twice and it's going to fall apart.
I have some choice words for especially our vice president, but I'm trying to be civil today.
He means the N-word.
My last Trump rally was January 6th. Have you seen any gallows go up anywhere?
Nope.
Do you think Mike Pence will show up here today, or does he not want to hang?
Oh, I think he would be afraid to show up here today.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he was a coward. He didn't do the right thing, that's why.
Or because these people tried to kill him.
Yeah, well, I don't think they I don't think they would try to kill him.
She's like, not these specific people, but we're in the same Facebook group.
Former president in all the totally normal ways, with Confederate flags in Iowa and images of Trump
with a
machine gun.
You know, people say, oh, Trump's there, that's a cult, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like cult is such a negative word. We are not a cult. We are a group of Americans that love our country and want it back.
Are there any old hits or things you hope he goes back to?
Oh gosh, I feel like whatever he spews out of his mouth, I just love it.
She's like, we're not a cult.
It doesn't matter what he says.
Yeah,
we're gonna love it. We're gonna love being here. We're gonna love hearing what he has to say.
But this isn't a cult.
No, I don't think so.
Not a cult at all. It's not like they would rather almost piss themselves than miss a second of the Donald speech. But if they're already looking to Trump's yet-to-be-announced 2024 campaign, what are the big issues?
I really hope he gets to the topic of the border crisis.
That's one of the bigger things right now because that's completely being brushed under the rug. And you're from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa, yeah.
So you worry about people coming from Minnesota?
Trump's potential campaign would also be about healing the broken
CRT
caused by the current Biden administration.
What? I mean, obviously, this administration is doing all it can to pit each other against each other.
Yeah, every way, shape, and form, they've been trying to divide it.
Yeah, it's like this administration is giving the middle finger to half the country.
The whole country, if you ask me.
And that's
the whole damn country.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
right.
We should be loving
these people. All signed releases too.
Working together,
right?
To let them use the video.
No matter what your opinions are, we can still be civil to each other.
Exactly.
And still be this great country that we are supposed to be, or we were.
Her shirt is. It's got a picture of Donald Trump on Mount Rushmore on it.
It's childish.
Yes.
I've had people stop talking to me for my views.
You should show respect.
Yes.
What's going on in your shirts?
I think they speak for themselves, do they not?
Why doesn't someone want to engage with that? Am I right?
Exactly.
This is sort of like the Trump welcome sign, right?
Maybe the most surprising moment of the rally was when I ran into an old friend I thought I'd never see again.
Q's back! And there's Q shit everywhere!
Yes.
Oh no.
The online conspiracy following a mysterious character known as Q was more popular than ever.
Is that a Q?
Yeah.
Are you a Q supporter?
Certainly.
Wasn't Q's whole thing that Trump would be reinstated as president?
He's never left. There's no doubt in my mind, 100%.
He's still the president.
1,000%.
That he's still president of the United States. Really? Does he still hold the powers of the presidency?
Well, he's been flying around the world on Air Force One.
No, that's not true.
Biden's technically on Air Force One. No. So they're faking it?
Yeah, it's not even a presidency.
Who is running the government right now?
President Trump.
He's running the government.
And the military.
And he's running the military. So we should blame him for what happened in Afghanistan.
No. It's way beyond my
understanding.
I don't.
Thank you for talking to me, George. Enjoy seeing current President Trump.
Thank you.
So Q is telling them that Trump is still the president.
No, Q isn't saying anything. They're telling each other that shit and saying it's Q.
Our characters here today. We have a woman directing traffic wearing a QAnon shirt. I assume she's also inspecting cars for lizard people and make-believe pedophile rings.
And thanks to online bullshit, they have a very interesting take on who was behind the January 6th insurrection.
Oh, Antifa, like the corrupt FBI, basically rhinos, corrupt politicians, the deep state, all of that.
But I don't believe that it was people like me and people like you see over there in that crowd that did it.
Who was behind?
FBI, CIA, Antifa were used.
The MK Ultra to everybody.
It seemed like a lot of them were going into the Capitol to attack Nancy Pelosi and perhaps hang.
Who?
What's that?
Who? Which one? The one with the bullhorns? He's not a Trump supporter. I don't care what it's.
That's the Q shaman. That's a Trump supporter.
In fact, do you remember the picture?
I made a meme said I'm going to tell my kids this is Jamiroquai.
Running next to it. That was a balloon plane. If you look at the pictures of the real plane, there's pieces that are missing from the real plane to that plane.
So you're saying there's a conspiracy around the Afghanistan withdrawal?
No, I'm saying that there was one guy there who ran. It's the only guy who turned to the camera and waved his hands. Do y'all remember that? Everybody remember that?
Yeah, he was just there for the gram, dude.
The guy.
Just like a third of the people at the Capitol on the 6th, man.
He was in Afghanistan.
He wouldn't even near the plane.
Go look at the pictures.
I think he's
trying to get on CNN.
No, that's what they said. Who's going to?
We got to find pictures of like the horn guy in like the background of old Civil War photos or in paintings of the Revolutionary War.
I'm just telling you the picture looks just like it.
Can America's centuries-old democracy survive
the
2024 campaign? Maybe this guy knows.
And Jamiroquai, like fucking QAnon Jamiroquai, except Jamiroquai is like talented and very cool. And that guy's, I don't know if he's talented, but he's not very cool. Oh man, we're definitely not getting through much of this docket this evening. So I'm going to have to kind of do a little bit of triage here. Oh, this one's good. There's a Washington State GOP representative. His name is Jim Walsh. And there was a people working at the state house up there in Washington have to have their vaccines. So they fucking deactivated his key card. Oh, this is great. This is like one of my favorite clips this week.
Home, where I do most of my work, where my office is and I do most of my work, except today I can't get in the John L. O'Brien building. Normally, my key card will open this door.
Right, but they deactivated it because you're an idiot who won't get a vaccine.
What's happened? Well, the House Executive Rules Committee has come up with what they call an interim policy that prevents members from getting in the buildings on the Capitol campus if they don't present COVID vaccine papers.
you're a state fucking representative and you got locked out of your office because you won't get the vaccine because you're fucking stupid. This is the kind of clip. This is the shit that I love. This guy thought he was the power structure because he's like a state representative in Washington, but now he's brushing up against the power structure. And he doesn't understand why it's not just caving to his whims. And he's maybe going to learn an important lesson about power structures, that they're just not going to cave to your individual whims. But I don't think that's the lesson he's going to learn. He's going to run around saying he got canceled from his fucking office.
And I have not presented COVID vaccine papers. So I can't access my office. I can't access the floor, the main chambers over under the dome. I can't do work from the Capitol as a legislator in this state. This is unusual.
Almost all the rest of your colleagues fucking got their vaccine, you wacko. Fucking whack job. Here's our next clip. So this is like not my favorite clip this week, but it was everywhere. You've seen it. You probably know what it is already. But whatever you're doing, if you're teaching a class, don't do whatever the fuck this is. I'm not even sure what this is, but don't do it.
Mahawks. Is that right? That's what it is? Okay. Sokatoa! 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 Sokatoa!
Like, don't do this. I don't care, like, how good an idea you think this is. Don't do this. I don't know if you think this is cultural enrichment. Or did you eat the wrong brownie before school today? Like,
I get to go home. And I get all of my feathers.
There's another fucking clip of this. There's another fucking clip of this. There's more. Don't do this. Whoever, like, lady's going to lose her job. And I think she should, because there's all kinds of cultural insensitivity going on. Like, with that, like, it's, first of all, she looks like an idiot. But secondly, it's just like, it could be seen by students who are Native Americans as you making fun of them, or you making like a cute display of their culture. And, you know, it doesn't matter necessarily that she's a math teacher. You just don't do this. It's like, somebody else's culture isn't like for you to use as entertainment.
Soka, soka, soka,
oh my God.
Soka, 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 soka.
We need to make a GIF of this. No, we don't. Like, what is this?
Water goddess.
Wait, why aren't any of these students, like, telling her to stop? Like, is this, like, a high school? Because the kids have cell phones, right? So this is, like, at least junior high. So, like, why isn't one of the kids being, like, you need to stop? This is embarrassing. Be like, I'm embarrassed to be in this classroom. You should be embarrassed to be doing this right now. The other teachers should be embarrassed of you. The school administrators should be embarrassed of you. This is all embarrassing and you need to stop. None of the kids are like, they're, I don't know, are they stunned?
Please tell me the secret of the enchant. Please. And then I hear. Because obviously this is ridiculous.
Yes. That you shouldn't have done it, even if, I don't know what point you were trying to prove, but you just made a mockery out of yourself, your school, well, mostly yourself and your school and everyone in that room. So here's our next clip. It's our palate cleanser for the week. We don't often get to, well, no, it's right around halfway through the fucking docket part of the show. Everything's kind of moving along. This person's like complaining about being conservative in Hollywood, and this other dude like fucking spills the tea on her.
Maybe I am. Am I the villain? I don't think I'm the villain.
I feel like this is a good news, bad news situation. The good news is that you are not the villain. The bad news is that is because you are not in the plot. You are not relevant enough for the general public to be concerned about your bad political opinions. I don't think the average American is sitting around thinking, God, I hope the ninth most famous person from Full House cares about the right politics. It's just not very realistic. But also, like, What do you mean by in Hollywood? Other than being on the reboot of your own show that most of the cast didn't come back for, what are you booking? A Hallmark Christmas movie? So, like, I don't know. Let's focus on new projects. I think you should do a biopic of Meghan McCain, Princess of Arizona. I think that's it, baby.
That I would watch Meghan McCain, Princess of Arizona, honestly. I think that guy was right. And I like that he called her, like, the ninth most famous person from Full House, because nobody from that show's famous anymore. So we're going to move on to Dennis Prager. He's announced that he has COVID, and I don't know, he's going to potato a little bit about the vaccines.
Okay, everybody, all good. I'm broadcasting from my home because I'm not going into the station as I have COVID. I was tested positive last week, and I have been steadily improving. At no point was I in danger of hospitalization. I have received monoclonal antibodies. That's Regeneron. I have, of course, for a year and a half, been taking hydroxychloroquine from the beginning. With
he's probably not even sick with COVID. He's got, like, hydroxychloroquine poisoning.
Erythromycin, as the Zelenko protocol would have it. I have taken ivermectin.
Why are you taking all these things?
What a person should do if one is not going to get vaccinated. It is infinitely preferable to have natural immunity than vaccine immunity.
No, it is not. That's incorrect. He's like, that is 100% misinformation. It is not better to have immunity from whatever you call natural immunity. Also, vaccine immunity is a form of natural immunity. But he's just incorrect here. Maybe he's sick because he pumped all this weird shit into his body.
And that is what I hoped for the entire time. Hence,
you're in the age range where you should hope you don't get COVID.
Hugging them, taking photos with them, knowing that I was making myself very susceptible to getting COVID, which is indeed, as bizarre as it sounded, what I wanted, in the hope that I would achieve natural immunity and be taken care of by therapeutics. That is exactly what has happened. It should have happened to the great majority of Americans. The number of deaths in this country owing to COVID is a scandal, which one day will be clear to Americans.
All right, so he's stupid. He's in the age range where you should probably not be trying to get COVID. And I don't do this during the show very much, but person in chat, you can talk to me, 28 minutes from now, I'll open up the Discord and you can tell me all this shit you're trying to tell me. But if you're not going to talk about what we're talking about on my podcast, get the fuck out of my chat. People in chat were trying to tell you, now I'm telling you. All right, here's Rudy Giuliani. He claims Fox won't have him on anymore because they're afraid of George Soros. This one kind of checks a lot of boxes, I think.
But the thing I resent most is they won't tell me why. I'm not being told why I'm not being allowed on. I'd like to know what it is that I said that they regard as not being true. We take the same position with regard to Dominion. We're in the same lawsuit. I know they seem very frightened of George Soros because I've seen other people get interrupted and basically get taken off because of George Soros. But it leaves me completely in a quandary to know why they're playing, you know, kind of the fascist game.
Yeah, he's definitely not drunk. He's like stone cold sober, not even hungover, I don't think.
I don't even consider them news sources any longer. They're basically organs of the Democrat Party.
And you bring up a good...
Fox News doesn't want to bring him on because he's a fucking joke. Like, that's all. He's too much of a joke even for Fox News. Even Tucker Carlson won't have this guy on. Like, even Sean Hannity won't have this guy on. That's why they won't have him on. I guess he could be all mad about it if he wants. But that's just the way it is. He's too crazy for Fox News. All right. This one on the docket I just called Get In Losers. We're invading Straya. It's Candace Owens. This is amazing.
When do we deploy troops to Australia? When do we invade Australia and free an oppressed people who are suffering under a totalitarian regime? When do we spend trillions of dollars to spread democracy in Australia? Australia currently, make no mistake, is a tyrannical police state. Its citizens are quite literally being imprisoned against their will. So when do we deploy?
Oh my God. She probably said that. That's on the Daily Wire's YouTube channel. Is it against YouTube's terms of service to just call to invade some country? I don't know. Like, what the fuck is she talking about? Also, there's Aussies in the chat. Usually there's some Aussies in my Twitter circle. Most of them are like, no, everything's mostly fine. A lot less people are dead here, like per capita and total numbers, because of the way they handled COVID. And, the only person we've actually seen complain about it all is Andy Nulch. And Andy Nulch is a wackadoodle. So I don't think we need to invade Australia. I think Candace Owens is wrong, if you could imagine that. I think it would be bad for us to invade Australia. We'd kill a lot of people for no fucking good reason. And, war is bad. And it seems like we might be on a trajectory to engage in less of it. And I feel like that's probably a good idea. And especially, like, let's not go to war with Australia. Like, I like the Aussies. I'd like to go maybe visit Melbourne next year if I can. And if we're at war with Australia, that becomes very complicated, fraught with danger, one might say. So it's been going around. We haven't talked about it much, if at all. One American News Network seems to have been funded by AT&T, like almost entirely. And the story was going around, I think, like last week, like people were blogging about it. It was on Twitter and whatnot. And apparently the people from OAN decided to just lean in. Here we go.
I mean, does that sound like something a company with a hidden agenda would do? Because to me, it sounds like AT&T is just being fair and impartial and giving everyone a chance to have their say.
That's exactly what they've done. They've let us do whatever we want as far as, if we're right or whatever, AT&T doesn't bother us. And they've been very good to us. So, and they're doing the same thing to CNN. They're not bothering CNN that I know of, because what they're putting out right now. But I really appreciate AT&T for doing that, and I think the people in America should appreciate it and tell them thanks. So
yeah, absolutely. And, exactly. Considering all these attacks from the left, we'd like to ask our viewers to reach out to AT&T and show them your support. One America News is one of the last free voices in journalism. So let AT&T know that you appreciate that they allow for diversity in news programming, and they aren't just pushing a one-sided agenda like everyone else.
So now AT&T are the good guys for a minute. How long until there's a boycott AT&T thing, right? Like, I give it like fucking 6 weeks, and then fucking there'll be some QAnon shit about AT&T and the cabal or whatever, and they're going to be boycotting AT&T. Like, One American News Network is not like bringing like free speech or anything to the world. They're just a right-wing propaganda outlet. I mean, this, like, I'm a left-wing propaganda outlet, right? But I'm not out there saying that I'm bringing free speech to the fucking world. They're making this claim, and they're bankrolled by one of the, like, is AT&T the biggest telecom in the United States, or is that Verizon? I forget which one it is. It might be Comcast, actually. But I think it's AT&T. They're being, I'm not being bankrolled by a large telecom. They are, and that's, people are kind of have some questions about that. Like, is AT&T making money on One American News Network? Because I would guess that they're not. It doesn't seem like they're getting a lot of ad revenue from it. So one would like wonder why they're doing it, because this is a misinformation network. They're one of the networks, I believe, that got sued by Dominion and by the Smartmatic people for like lying about the election systems and stuff. So it's odd that it would be that a big company like AT&T that has like a public image to maintain would be funding this. We're going to find out more about this. I think there's more to this story, and I don't know what it is, but I think there's probably more to this story. So now it's Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder was suspended from YouTube. I think it was for anti-trans hate speech, which is sort of his channel's brand. He went on the Megyn Kelly show on Sirius XM, and I believe it's also broadcast on YouTube, and Megyn Kelly's going to double down with him on all the things he said.
All right, let's shift gears and talk a little bit about something less controversial, which is Pete Buttigieg and his paternity leave. And he's getting mocked. He's getting mocked for taking paternity leave. That's at all. And
as
getting
he mocked, should. As he should.
Okay, but you disclosed online that you give your employees, you give your male employees 2 weeks paternity leave. So what's wrong with paternity leave? Let's start there, because it's also that he didn't tell anybody. It was secret. He did it for 2 months, and he didn't appoint a backup when we're in the midst of this shipping and supply problem. But let's just start with the notion of paternity leave and why you don't like it.
Well, first off, it's a
problem. Okay, so first of all, like, if you're head of like the Department of Transportation, your job is to delegate. Pete Buttigieg isn't out there like making the fucking plans for the shipping lanes and shit. That's not how this works. Whoever runs the Department of Transportation is not like in direct contact with and averting like logistics crises. That's not their job. Their job is to delegate certain things to certain people. If fucking Mayor Pete wants to go on fucking paternity leave because they adopted a kid, that's fucking fine. He's probably available by phone if people have questions.
Because I assume that in Pete Buttigieg's scenario, they're
one.
Both.
Did he just call him Pete Buttigieg? I mean, did he just really just call him Pete Buttigieg?
Taking
this guy's aggressively unfunny and a bigot.
It's a little bit different, right?
They have twins. You have twins. It's double the trouble. You know it's hard.
Oh, for crying out loud. People just, you know what? Honestly, in having twins, I feel less sympathy for people who have one. And we're like, how do they complain about it being hard? The hardest thing is the timing. No, I think paternity leave is silly as far as it being government mandated in countries that are socialist countries. The truth is, I've learned that I'm very, very useless. I can feed. I can change. I can hold the babies, but they need their mother. And that's also why I acknowledge, as a complementarianist, and I acknowledge the gender role differences, and I don't mean women can't vote or oppress them. I mean that women are better moms. Just even if I put up some
dude, women are a better mom, but a man's a better dad because we've like fucking assigned these fucking things the way that we've assigned them. I guess. I mean, what a way to like not make an actual fucking point.
Fake rubber apparatus for chest feeding. I'm not going to be as good of a mom as mom is. I provide 2 weeks because I want our employees, and we are a small company, to be able to spend time with their wife and to bond with them. But there's a difference between that and the Secretary of Transportation, who just, first off, shows you how useless he is that no one noticed.
Everyone noticed. What is he? Everyone noticed. He's also available by phone or by like a Skype call or whatever the fuck. Government probably uses WebEx or whatever, right? He's like fully available to answer people's questions. I'm sure he is. There's no world in which he's not. And so like, I don't know. They adopted a kid. What's the problem?
Like, no one is going like, hey, where's Pete?
Some toxic masculinity shit here.
Know. He's chest feeding some child with fake rubber tits, I guess.
Stop
I don't like
it. That what? Was a joke by Tucker. He was not. He said Tucker doesn't understand bottle feeding.
Well, you know what the problem is? No. I reject your premise. Let me explain to you why I reject your premise. Because then Pete Buttigieg goes, well, it seems to me that Tucker doesn't understand the concept of bottle feeding. Oh, do you mean he might be confused because you have been pushing the concept of chest feeding because men can breastfeed too and chest feeding persons? In other words,
no, you idiot. It just means you lay the baby on your chest and feed the baby from a bottle. There's fucking practical reasons for that too. It's fucking easier. It's fucking so much easier to do that. What are you gonna do? One person holds the fucking baby under its arms with two hands, and the other person bottle feeds the baby. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you do it that way? A baby can't sit up on your lap yet, so why not do it like the same way? And you just use a bottle instead. I don't even know if that's the reason, but that has to be the reason. Is because it's easier.
You don't get to create the premise and then act like someone's absurd for accepting it. Good for Pete Buttigieg that he doesn't do the chest feeding. But I saw people on the cover of, I don't know, his Vogue or People magazine. And, you know, it's one stop short of Buffalo Bill. At a certain point when you're saying, I don't want a mom to be breastfeeding this child, but I'm going to put on a fake apparatus and convince the world that I can chest feed too. It puts the lotion on it. I mean, it's getting really, really
weird. Oh,
that
Buffalo Bill. A Silence of the Lambs. Okay, now I got you. Yes, it gets the hose again.
She's like trying so hard to pretend he's funny. Like, I don't like Meghan McCain, but I think she knows that he's not funny. I think she's trying so hard to pretend this is funny. She's like, oh, like he had to explain the joke. And she's like, oh, the joke that you explained, was it this joke? She's trying so hard to pretend he's funny.
Me, put the chest milk in the basket.
I challenge this. I don't think that the men, because there are men, there are biological men who say they're trans women who are trying to chest feed their babies. Okay, so there's biological women who are trans men who actually can breastfeed a child because they're biological. But there are men. We did a story about this. What's her name? Courtney Cox did this whole special on this couple where you got a biological man and a biological woman who are each living the opposite sex. And the one who is a biological male is trying to, quote, chest feed or breastfeed the baby. And you'll be shocked to learn nothing came out because it's a biological man. And the one who...
What the fuck is this? What is she talking about?
Woman, but living as a man... is not breastfeeding the baby. I'm like, I know the solution to your problem. I got you. Well,
it's one hell of an ad. It's one hell of a commercial for Similac.
Yes. Well, yeah. What other choice is there? Wait, but there is a biological breast.
No one noticed. To go back to Buttigieg, no one noticed he was gone. And it's like,
okay. So first of all, like the shit they were saying there was hell of transphobic. We've gotten into that. HK is a lot better on that shit than I am. He is, he would probably go off on this, but also like, Mayor Pete and Chasen are cis gay men. So this has, their transphobia is getting in the way of what they they're trying to do a homophobia, but they hate trans people so much that they slip into transphobia.
Don't we have shipping containers that are basically in a never-ending holding pattern right now? He's the Secretary of Transportation. He's doing nothing, and no one noticed until he took up the only part of his job that he actively completes, which is appearing on Sunday shows. I mean, you just realize how useless. I don't understand how
anyone can look. Wait a minute. I assume if you're not hearing from a government bureaucrat, it's because they're working.
Look at this. Right now, look at this administration, look at government in general and say, yeah, I want those people to run my lives.
Yikes. Okay, so real quick. I think they're both so transphobic that they forgot that what they were trying to do was a homophobic. They were trying to be homophobic and they just fucking like midstream switched into transphobia. They just couldn't remember which group of people who they don't like, who aren't like them, that they're supposed to like be mad at. So they just decided to just switch gears in the middle of it and go after trans people, whatever. Oh no. Here's Michelle Fiore. She's running for Nevada governor on a, I think it's a guns and trucks platform. Nevada's a blue state. She's probably going to lose.
I'm Michelle Fiore, and I'm running for governor. I spent my whole life fighting the establishment. I was the first female majority leader in the Nevada Assembly and one of the first electeds to endorse Donald J. Trump. And you better believe I was attacked for it. Washington Post called me a gun-toting calendar girl, and Politico magazine said that I was the Lady Trump, and I don't care.
I thought those were compliments to you.
We need outsiders, fighters, not the same old boring, moderate, compromised, blue blazer politicians. Let's start with a three-shot plan. Ban
the whammo and the socialism, but no more CRT.
And stop voter fraud.
Stop the Joe people Biden in cities from voting entirely.
Coming after me.
Shoot them all.
I'm Michelle Fiore, and I'm ready for the fight.
I'm hearing from chat that she's an ally of sorts of Scientology. We'll have to keep an eye on her, definitely. I trust if she has anything to do with Scientology, I can trust that the community around here will keep an eye on her. All right, and in the, I put these two right after, one right after the other, and you'll know why as soon as I play this next clip. I think it's gonna need no introduction.
We'll be right back.
Well, we've seen a lot of bad guitar tonight. We saw patriotism. We saw some guns. And what we haven't seen yet, which we usually see every week, and what we're going to see right now is, unfortunately, a Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin's going to ask tough questions about Dr. Fauci, because he always does. He's a tough questions guy.
You would think that Fauci wouldn't have time on Sunday to, you know, be going all these shows. You'd think that they'd have somebody else doing the PR. You know, he's old also. How old is Fauci? He's about 80 years old. I think he might be 81 years old, if I'm not mistaken. You'd think that they'd have other people out there running the public space of this, because he'd be in there, you know, like in the lab doing the science thing, and he'd have the thing, and he'd be, you know, splicing DNA and combining things and all that stuff that scientists do. He's 80 years old. Well, no, he still spends all his Sundays doing all of these Sunday talk shows.
That was monumentally stupid. Like Tony Fauci or don't like Tony Fauci, he's a public health official and has been that for a very long time. He doesn't work in a fucking lab. He doesn't do gene splicing and shit. That's not what he does. It's not his profession. He's legitimately a government bureaucrat. And so he does government bureaucrat shit. And sometimes he goes on the Sunday shows. That's his job. That's what he does. Whether you like him or not, that's just his fucking job. He's not fucking Pinky in the Brain or some shit. Like, yeah. All right. Well, from one public health expert to another, here is Rick Wiles talking about, I don't know, my thing just says Rick Wiles, vaccine expert. Oh, this is great. This is a really good clip. You'll like this.
This is a global coup d'etat by the most evil cabal of people on the planet in the history of mankind. And if it is not stopped in the very near future, they will win. That's what's at stake, control of the world. They're putting eggs in people's bodies. If you didn't see yesterday's True News, you need to watch it. It's an egg that hatches into a synthetic parasite. It grows inside your body. This is like a sci-fi nightmare. And it's happening in front of us.
Yo. I mean, whatever. I mean, it takes, we'll call it gumption, to go on something that's being broadcast that anybody in the world can watch. And then go on and, like, say that. He's got courage, we'll call it. We'll call it courage. Well, got two more clips for the podcast, and then we'll go on into red light. I didn't get to everything, but I left enough stuff. Maybe Media Wench cover some of it tomorrow night or something. Here's Steven Crowder again. He's going to mock a local reporter for a, let's say for a reason you would expect, but that is going to be upsetting to you. I think that's the best way to put it here.
San Francisco in and out. They've been in a battle with the city over, let me just let them tell you the story, vaccine requirements.
Brian, right now, ooh, this that Fisherman's Wharf
aggressively Asian face.
Whoa.
Tell you the story, vaccine requirements.
Brian, right now, ooh, this that Fisherman's Wharf aggressively Asian face. Is open, but only it is, for to-go orders. Take a look at that sign on like the black door. It says indoor dining is unavailable at this time, and that's because the city's Department of Public Health said In-N-Out is not complying with its health order to check for proof of vaccination for customers. It was not denying entry to those without proper documentation. Now, the city confirmed it closed this location temporarily last Thursday. In-N-Out
the city confirmed that it closed a private business for not acting like the health, for not acting like the FDA.
It would not comply with what it called the requirement to act as the vaccination police.
By the way, the reason I say that is because, you know, usually with the reporters, they're like, they're kind of Americanized Asian. So I think it's a good thing.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, first of all, there's a lot going on here. Whoever owns this In-N-Out probably going to fucking lose their franchise license. But the way he's like sort of just like trying to police the bodies of, I mean, he's objectifying her in some way. but he's like trying to, like, I don't know, like, what the word is, like, what the term is here, but like, he's trying to like almost suggest that like she's too Asian, and that most Asian Americans he sees are, what are they, just Asian enough? I don't even, like, I'm probably going to say the wrong fucking thing if I keep trying to fucking examine this and think about it, right? Fuck.
Good thing, it's full Asian.
It's good. That's a good thing.
I wish she would have kept her fan.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of dancing. Well, look, it looks hot. That's it looks like it's hot.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's the thing.
I'm Wong Geisha.
People have been making the comparison. They go, oh, really? In and out? Do they make their employees wash their hands? I mean, I wouldn't even say this is a straw man. If there was an even dumber piggy who made his house out of something weaker than straw,
yeah.
It's like if it was like Origami Man.
The Cotton Candy Man.
Yeah, Cotton Candy Man, exactly. Which, by the way, the little pigs, that was a horrible, it's like, yeah, the third pig had to be really pissed off with them. Can we come over? We live, can we surf on your couch? You built your house out of straw, okay?
Wait, what?
You made your straw bed lie in it, okay? Let him huff and puff and you're dead.
This will be the second clip that I stopped on this show. I'm not watching any more of this. This is fucking disgusting. I can't fucking believe what we just watched, honestly. It was like, it was racism. It was like light COVID misinformation. It was mostly racism. And it's not like, I don't know. It's just not like anybody else's job to decide what an Asian American person should be like. They should just be like them fucking selves. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing here, is everybody can just be like themselves. That lady's like a reporter too. Fuck, man. What about some professional courtesy for somebody who's ostensibly in the same game as you, Steven Crowder? This is our last clip for the podcast. This one was rough. The story list was depressing. There's a bunch of shit left for tomorrow. Media Watch probably isn't going to touch any of this shit tomorrow. We got the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda. She was asked an interesting question about vaccines and vaccine mandates and the so-called vaccine passport. And I think she had a really good answer. And I think she's a bit of a G, honestly.
So you basically said this is going to be like, well, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this. The two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated.
That is what it is. So, yep. Yep.
Can you describe this? You were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still looked like we could maintain elimination across the whole country. I guess that has now changed because...
I think it was less because necessarily of the elimination determining that, and more because we, of course, maintained, and actually we have managed, very high vaccination rates generally without the use of certificates. But actually what it's become clear to me is that they're not just a tool to drive up vaccines. They're a tool for confidence. People who have been vaccinated will want to know that they're around other vaccinated people. They want to know that they're in a safe environment. It is a way that we can give confidence to those who are going back into hospitality or events. And so that is something that I think we should offer to people who have been vaccinated, that confidence that we're doing everything we can to keep them safe and that they can come back out and start enjoying those things safely.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. She's like, yeah, I guess it creates a two-tiered system. Like, I like that she didn't, like, I don't know if it was the smartest thing in the world for her to say, but I mean, I like that she didn't, like, run away from the suggestion that that's what's going on. Because if you look at it, it's objectively what's going on. It's just that it's, I don't know, I think it's fine. I don't think it's good. None of this is good. It ain't great. None of this is great. None of our options are all that great, honestly. Like, it's not like there's just this one fucking thing we should do or this one set of things we should do that's perfect and gonna fucking work just fine for everybody, because that's not how anything fucking works. And so I don't know, she's making a choice, and I believe the Parliament of New Zealand has made these choices too. I don't know enough about New Zealand, but we have people from New Zealand in the chat. Maybe they can maybe give us a little background on this or whatever. But I mean, whatever, like, go get the fucking vaccine. Stop being a fucking crybaby. Stop thinking the world revolves around you. It doesn't. I want to go to a fucking rave. Go get the vaccine. The world revolves around gay Dave. Don't get it twisted. All right. Podcast's over. Don't worry, though. If you're hanging out in the chat, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to play a song, turn the lights red, and pour myself a cocktail. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you follow us. Twitch.tv/Echoplex Media. You can join the Now Space. Make sure you check out our wiki at plexwiki.xyz. This is Boomers by Periscope. And I'll be right back for Red Light, everybody.
Should you pay when?